He writes that why did Chazal make this chumash? Because they made chumash b'chumash, samake with or whatever, lo plug, whatever. He gives a tifkait, a hasbara, a hashkafa of the chachamim when they made this there. Chachamim were afraid, chachat shalom, that there would be such a thing, which he quotes a term, which used to exist by the Umas Olam. It was still printed a couple of decades ago, and the term still existed. Now it probably doesn't exist anymore. The term which he used to quote in Umas Olam is not a term which we would like to use, but quoted in the book, called honeymoon hashkafa of the Chachamim when they made this there. Chachamim were afraid, chachat shalom, that there would be such a thing, which he quotes a term, which used to exist by the Umas Olam. It was still printed a couple of decades ago, and the term still existed. Now it probably doesn't exist anymore. The term which he used to quote in Umas Olam is not a term which we would like to use, but quoted in the book, called honeymoon rape. Atam l'shanei hatar. Which means that a guy had all these Yetzirah for all these years, and he was always makpid mo to keep the halacha, so there was no chalila, wasn't mitzvah or anything. Now he finally gets married, he's going to have to make up for lost time. And the poor wife is going to have to suffer while he gets rid of all his hang-ups. This is the term which is mentioned over there. What if he doesn't find out? It's not about a goyim. The whole thing's not shining for kalal. What business is there? They're already by mitzvah. They're already yeah. So I know it's not just. But where's the Shaya Chalila? By Frumi Yidin. We're the only ones. in the world. From Shaya. But after Frumi Yidin, what? But he writes there. He thinks that that's the reason why the Chazal, Bakert, the Davka, made all these achokas and made it arranged to for it that should be. That she should the might be through al baila for a significant amount of time after the chasna, prepared to avoid that the chasna should start off into the physical basis. That should be the whole basis for the marriage for you. Prepared, we started off based on prisha and on taras nefesh, and in that way, okay, and time later. Now this is what the see which is mentioned, which I happen to think is an excellent theory. Whether it's it's against everything that we saw in the literal sense. No one ever says it's advanced the theory literally. But maybe he says that the reason the Chazal, I mean, obviously the Chazal took a chumra here, either the Rosh Hashanah or the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe the reason that they started the Nachman is for that reason. Maybe. Take it or leave it. But in any event, I'm very much against this kind of an idea, which was advanced by this young man, Chosn. First of all, I'll talk about a reason. The Pesukim in the Torah Mashmah, that it's important that the be mavura, that the Kala is a psula. Just, I mean, that the Chos should have the Yishev Adas to know for a fact that the Kala is a psula and that she was ever involved in the Averis. So that one reason. Another reason, so the Gemara has about establishing a close marriage relationship the Gemara. So therefore, it's certainly inadvisable to do anything of the sort. In addition, we'll see in a minute, it may not work anyway. La la, yes. In Kovesh, it's not a good thing to do. Would it work? That's the question. Assuming that this trick was done, right? Would it be effective in eliminating the need for these preaching? So it's also the machlok. Yes, sir. Right. Now he's not saying shad he's only saying again sort of an after the fact. Chazal found different ways to make various zera, but after they made the zera, maybe the reason they made the zera, sure they had it formulated in a way which would make sense according to the rigorous patterns of the halacha. But maybe they had an additional kavana to avoid this problem.
Yeah.
Look how he writes it. Unbelievable. Page Kubresh Mem Gimel. Second line about Yeshua. Isha Mukas Eid Rachmanu Islam. This guy wanted to do the Chatzchila, he called it Rachmanu Islam. Huh? Or the Ratzaloma. I think it's Rachmanu Islam. Right? So he's writing, in this kind of situation, some pops from a Machmir. The Machmir. Anyway, unbelievable. Who's this? There MS quoted the Dark Yeshua. So according to this Shita, all this trick wouldn't work. Lamaita. He was up to low kilka chacham aloy pluk, period, no matter what. Others are Mekil. Who's Mekil? Both say Amasha, in Ksubis. And Amosh is Mekil that way, the Chatzkila, the situation, if the Rofe took out the Dabasulim, but not that the Rofe took out the Dabasulim to avoid the din. He had to take it out either for medical reasons, or sometimes it could happen that they cannot be it, it's Pischanol, and if the Rofe has to take it out for that reason. In either case, the Moshe's Mekel, that you don't have to have these Chumris after the beer. Another question, which is also important, in this latter case, we take that the Dambasulim medically, surgically, the doctor, because the Yamsalivo must see Abshivin Hakim after what the doctor did. The doctor took out the Dambasulim, so they got married. The Yamsalivo. So they go to a doctor, the doctor takes the Dambasulim. So now you have to wait Shivin Hakim after the doctor took out the Dambasulim. Again, I'm not like. That's the Sifkot Beis over here. So he said on top, you have to. Why? Shatamim shen is borrow, but there, but some of Shalachim Gam can't begin there. That is not exactly 100% clear. The Rashba's reason, I grant you, certainly applies. Damaka, one time Maka, but that applies in the case of the Rofe as well. But does the Rashba's reason really apply? I don't know. What is the Rashba's reason? I'm not exactly sure what the reason is. It's a below plug of B.S. mitzvah. But here, there was no B.S. mitzvah. So if you go on low plug, it seems to me that the Chacham will low plug by a normal chasana with a normal B.S. mitzvah. But in this kind of wild case, they made a low plug on this too. They fought in this case. So I don't know. I thought about the Russian mitzvah. That's the time what. But Rav Moshe, what's in the bottom? It doesn't apply in this case because not part of the law pool. I thought the mice would be making like a mush. Sorry? No steer. I like a mush both cools. I think both coolers are right. The cooler, they don't have to worry about it when the doctor got the dam. And the cooler, if the doctor got the dam before, they don't have to worry about it when she got married. Regular to the BS Mint. I think a mush cool is both correct. The frat talking about a chumra, I got a chumra. I mean, it's talking here a chumra shiv a chumra. So there's two chumras, might have two cools. Chumra shiv a chumra. So we have a cool, cool a vikul. I have a cool a vikul. Yes. That's a Jonah. Yeah, he can. It's necessary. But first of all, in most cases, we'll have to be Rishon. She has no idea whether there's more down there or not. She won't even know. They don't know. And very often, after the Rishona, all the damage is knocked out. Set up on a medical procedure is not to die. I told you I'm a medical, I told you already a few times, I'm a non-interventionist medical. Don't get involved with doctors if you don't have them. The first class. If you don't have it, that's not the right thing to do. Yes?
Since those
that's an incredible statement. You just, as you say it, it's incredible. Since some bogus have no psalm, you cannot be toil in the market. But 90% of the bogus have psalm, you can't be toil.
I'm noticing these
But the lobster was only made by a normal beer. What lobster was made No, the lobster was made, but if he had beer with a bulgaris, so what happened? Must have been either damnido or I don't know, some of them. But here the doctor also was called damnido by... Okay, good. Right. Okay, I hear what you're saying. Good, that's fine. We find that the Chazal wanted to indicate that this is a separate Zera. That's what we said before. Maybe that's a chat. Why else with 4 and 7? Why not 5 and 7? That's just to give you a break. It's a special cow of dispensation, which was like we have by us in the mix, but the cow goes free. That's incentive. Because in the old days, they used to charge more. All people charge more for cow. I say for free. Without. Just to maybe get one extra cow, you never know. In the 10 years, we'll establish maybe a Vest Kavua. In the 10 years, we'll get one cow to come to the mix, but we'll go to this stinking $2. It's worth all the money. You never know, you go once, you'll see it's not so bad. We should go again. Well, if you should go once, it's already worth it. That's why I no charge. That's the one. Wait a minute. I don't want to do not anybody's business over here. I went from Flappers and kind of slipping to Riverdale. That's not what I need. As a matter of fact, there's another kind of like that. I want that the region should have for a gear or a year, I should also be for free. Someone wants to come and charge them money. But I said no. You know why? Because they'll all jump to us. To the west side, there's a mix with it. A lot of gay from all over the world come, you know, come to gay there. And they charge a certain amount of money. But whatever they charge, we charge. That's all. I want the whole world to come to us. If by college, the more local people, they're not going to go schlep from it. Who goes to the local thing? But a gay comes from who knows where, out with the hood sticks, but there's no mikvah. So I don't want them to come to me. Let them go to Manhattan, center of the world.
Leave
me alone. Yeah. Because, what does that mean? Because it's a pun in the ears, no? The what? Dam tivu chachamim. But that's not, we don't pass that one. I don't think. Some of the Tara, I don't think we hold that way, Allah. Yeah. All right. So that's as far as what I would say as far as this is concerned. Again, I'm not saying everyone agrees with me. But I don't think it holds both coolers in this manner. On both sides, so much delicate matters here. Delicate matters, but the reason I'm talking about it is because Shteitach in the Rosh, that this is... something which is Masa Lakol and Bias Mitzvah Lakol Masura, and therefore it's important to talk about some of these things now so people should know Allah Kulamayt. Very common situation exists which is spoken about over here in the the Urim. I can sidetrack. I was in the middle of something else. We find here in the Russian Simon Bays, where he says that they used to make that there's no tumah by the Sabinim. There's no matan and mishkav shachter. What is going on? Tumas mishkav of Moshe here. What is this man out there? What's going on here? That's the rival concept of Haigol. What kind of tumas mishkav of Moshe was man out there? What's going on here? I don't know. Maybe he meant it really. Maybe he's just talking, some of the sheikh got me. He's telling him again. I got the pun of Iris over here. So there was a time of the dam. But the rabbi doesn't mean that. He was talking to my mama. She meant that, ordinarily, we have one of the harfuk. Next time, which is going to be harfuk. We're valid. And one of the harfuk is not supposed to sit on the bed of his wife. But by kala, they'll make it. So, mapitol. Well, why would they make him? So maybe again, exactly. Maybe this is just to show the difference. So we should have had it instead of 5 and 7, 4 and 7. They didn't have this whole business in the old days. They didn't have these little flukes on top of the golden. They wanted to get a different difference. The difference was that they were making one particular hakaka just to show But it's not the Sulam, it's not Tamid. We know very well it's not Tamid. Yes.
Whatever it is, perhaps.
Now, the big question that comes up very often, I get childish about this, is in the case where low Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we have all the chumras, there's nothing to talk about. Chumras shebe chumras. What about low Rosh? Yes, sir. That's right. If a woman is a nida, so what we'll see later in our focus, the Kuf Tani Hey, one of the dinim is that the husband is not supposed to sit on that, No problem. Okay. Now, the problem is, what about low Rosh? Low Rosh. So we saw in the Rosh, he made a chumra not only by case of Rosh Adam, but even in the case of low Rosh. So we're afraid that maybe it's a loss, or chippah, whatever, that's the Rosh says. Is that mukhach in the Gemara anywhere? Do you find this chumra in the Gemara? Not really. As a matter of fact, the Ramoko, the Yesh Mekilim Lam La Rosh Adam. There are Mekilim. Aye, what are you being told in? He says to this Rabbi Shulman Shetolim Omar, the Mistama Baal Ba'atoyav Lo Heshir Mesulam La Rosh Hashem Dam. That is very, very rare. That is very rare. I have a different plea. Much more obvious plea. I don't know why you mentioned this plea. The much more obvious plea is she has no more Dam Sulim. It's amazing why they pick on this plea. The Rosh got to saying that they're both girls have no Dam Sulim. And he was Baal and there was no Dam. Why not? Must be Ba'atoyav. What? Hatoyah must is so rare among Subas, it's almost not Shaya. Where the fact that the woman has no Dam Sulim, when she gets married at age 22, even though she's an Isha Tzidkonis, that is common. Very common. Especially if the woman ever had any kind of medical problems with doctors, and even without that. Very often. It's certainly much more common than Bila Batoya. So I don't know why they picked on this clear. It's much more common clear. I know of cases where I get these very pained questions by the chassan and the kali, and they were very embarrassed. Like, it's kind of, there's no dam sulit. So he said, hey, what's this? So it comes out that very often it's just a matter of women who are above all suspicion, that it's a matter of that this is just, they get married a little bit later, and this dam sulit just disappears. And I found specifically, one of the questions I asked this question, do you ever have any medical examinations or this, that can, and I maybe she should have seen it. Why didn't she realize it 5 years ago? Blava, could have been, was it Tamamaka, was Nida, people don't know exactly what it's Blava Daita. That's the Emes of Shara, when it happened. That's what I would be told it. There are more quotes on the Kilim who are stomach, period, across the board. What's up, Shara? The Nagul Lahokel, Imlo Gama Bia Rakaraba, Vlo Rosa Da. Avla Bola Bia Mamish Tov, Lipa Shimena Fabi, Shalor Rosa Da. So what does this mean? Of course, this is a very delicate question, Allah Lamaisa. And there are two parts to this delicate question. On the one hand, from the point of view of being Machmer on this, that you should be Machmer, to be have Prisha, and she should have all the comments of Nida. So that'll only be if it's a Gemara Bia. And the Hara would not initiate this statement. On the other hand, another problem, which we have to discuss tomorrow, we'll discuss tomorrow too if we can, has the question of the problem of Yichud. Because in case the period is anticipated, and if the period comes before the Bia Rishon, we'll see later, there's a Chumra and Gemara which found in Shulchan Aruch of Yichud, and that'll be Misyachin. So, they're pulling in different directions. It's a delicate question to determine what exactly happened. They have a chos and a kala, and they don't know exactly. So come up to ask a rav to figure out what exactly will transpire. It's a delicate question. Some thoughts that we'll discuss in the Shem tomorrow. yesterday in the middle of the Indian of Hallam, and reading in the Sefer Bari HaShulchan, it's a Kuk Tzadi Gimel. The Ramah there said, we're talking now only about a case of low Ra'ah Sadam. We iterate. Ra'ah Sadam, so then it has to be a Prisha. What do you mean Ra'ah? What do you mean? Somebody asked me a question before. What do you mean Ra'ah Sadam? How do you know? It means, as we said earlier, there's no Prisha B'Shad Tashmish. After the Tashmish is complete, the B is complete, then if she sees Dam, which she presumably would sheath or whatever, so that to be a preacher. And the truth of the matter is, if there was a complete Gemara Bia, what the Ramah calls, it has to be a preacher automatically. So in the normal case, there's a Gemara Bia, so as soon as the Bia is over, the husband is the Chuya to be Poresh from the wife, to go to his own bed, and there should be, you know, all the dinim of the, with all the Harachot, which we will discuss soon, apply. There's no need to even check at that point to see whether there's really any dam, because it doesn't really matter. Right? Because if it might be, it doesn't matter if yes dam or no dam. It doesn't matter in either case. There have to be these, the absolute preacher with the harchok, etc. The only time that we'll have to worry if this dam is in a situation where there is no gemar bia, herab of a laros adam, then the Ramah is makil that there's no din, there's no is. But over here, it's a fucking yud test. It says, Kasha Poskim, Ad Shechnis Kol Ha'eber U'Bechal Ha'roch, Ad Shechnis Yotzim E'atorah. V'lechen Kol Shebor Lo Shechnis Kol Ha'eber V'gam Lo Motz Adam Achar Atashmish, En in the Seratol. Omnam Im Hu'be Stapek B'dover Im Bo'al Le'al Bi'at Mura V'gam Him Stapekat, V'zeh Nira Sheesh Lahachim V'lim V'lim Kol she gishet tzar b'shaz bia. The mistan of bolo ha-tzar b'tzias makam ha-psul. That's a wound. Pasha, it's a wound. He claims the wound comes from that. Avon lor gishet tzar abot v'lo mat adam. Yesh tzadah she'en tzorab lifra shimena. She lifts to b'sulei ha-yitz the mistan of ha-gishet tzar b'ze. V'yod, she zeh atma ilo shalom mat adam. Lochiach lom tzar shal nishmi b'sulei. Shechibu she b'zeh in ha-motze kol kach. V'gam she ikar tzumah b'zeh b'drabonan. Yesh tzadah b'sveiko. Yeah. To call them it's aradin. Aber yesh a kotsu the maitre or lach but the nation of kosher the half made of a deer at bar for them my big mur and lach and the kong my near lach but the elim can you do a long via shall call top a terrible aber gam that's up against slow like I know you should say and that there is all of the little shame. This is very common. As I mentioned a little bit yesterday, is a common chalice because often there's a suffix about these, you know, they're not exactly sure what the tea is, what happened exactly. So therefore, in these kinds of cases, there is a makom lahakir. Very often this will happen when not sure exactly, was there a bia, wasn't there a bia, was there a hara, not exactly sure. So if not sure, there's no dam, so somak lahakir. Even in a case where he's not sure about the mar bia, in the first case which you mentioned, he wanted to be Macher himself because we're not exactly sure, talking to the Vara, what happened. It's not so pashut that we should be Macher in this case. Because as he said later, the Rabbanon, the Suffolk, and the people should was there, it's not Matsui. These same arguments which he's using to be Makel in the second case, wouldn't seem to apply. Would seem to apply to both cases. Again, the Yesha Kosula, the Hachma, the Maisa, that's the Beit Shlomo and the other posts. I don't know if you're required to have Fali's Chumris if Mikir Adin, it is Mut. So again, you have to, every case is different. I mean, what really boils down to is, it's like, the Chlal never sleeps. Someone has a Shaila, so it's obviously a very private, personal matter. It's not something which is supposed to be discussed when other people are hearing. Nevertheless, if a shayla has to be asked, to go to Chumrah, and not to ask a shayla because you're embarrassed to speak to a rabbi or something like that. That's not allowed. Because it's, someone said to me before, it's a chumra, maybe the day kulo, kind of a shalom, etc. And therefore, the proper thing to do is that if someone has a shayla, it's kind of in situation. So ask a shayla by a rabbi, and he can help to be mevar, whatever has to be mevar, and come up with a psak. Sometimes a psak is based on insufficient facts. So you don't know all the facts. You don't know exactly what happened. There's a psak on that too. Don't fake, etc., etc. It's also a psak. Yes, sir. So I'm saying, with Maisa, it seems to me that in a situation where there is a suffix, whether it's a gemara be or not, and there's no doubt, you should be making, like you said at the beginning, because it's a suffix. Assuming there's no, again, the tzar is right, assuming no, there's no tzar. I don't know. What's the tzar from? Sometimes the tzar, you have to understand that the woman is nervous and etc. That she could have tzar, which may not even really come from the dam soon. Obviously, it's a factor which should be taken into account. But the suffix marbia, so then there's no dam, so then it seems to me that the yesh ma'alam. And I mean, I've had these kind of shalas. Someone gets married and he doesn't know exactly, so it comes. And very often what boiled down to is that this is a suffix, and chance on his stomach, but in fact there was no gemar bia. Because if there would have been, it would have been the dam basulim would have been evident. And in that case, we have to go to kul. Yes, sir.
And we said,
once the gemar bia is done, there has to be, they have to separate anyway, whether there was dam or no dam.
The
first time there's
no doubt,
right?
And the second time
you get down
then,
the mother
say
it's
needed
to
She was
in the factory telling me she wrote down Nachman Tashmish.
Sure.
Oh, that's a question. In theory, 100% correct. You're right. Only thing is that in practice, in many of these situations, what really happens is that first he thinks there's a Gemara Bia, and maybe there really isn't one, right? And the second time, maybe there really is one. So that's a possibility that has to be taken into account. What I really meant by that statement to you was that there's no reason, if there's a Gemara Bia, there's no real reason to be mevar right away on the spot, whether there's any dam, which is nearer, right? Because she's a surah right now anyway, right? I mean, if there isn't any, in all likelihood there should be dam surah. If there isn't, then you have to flare later. I mean, assuming you know for a fact it was a gemara bia, there's no dam surah, then you have to worry, what exactly happened? Why, what, how, where? That could be figured out later on. Whereas if there is a hara, right? And if not, for some reason, there's no Gemara Bia, then it has to be checked whether there was Dam, because if there wasn't, it has to be Porosh, and there was no Dam, it's Mutal Lidl Shainis, as the Brother Shulchan ends off over here, as the Kodnyu says. Let's give you the Mises, one side of the following Shiloh. It was a couple got married, and they told her, they couldn't have beer because it was, couldn't have the mar beer. They couldn't. It wasn't because it was pischanol. It was the dam besulim and everything. So the chassan said they didn't think it was a beer. So the reason why he came he was very concerned was because of another chumra he was worried about, namely that the woman was going to be expecting a period shortly thereafter. He was afraid. Says the Shulchan Aruch that this spirit of Nida, called him Bir Rishona, that it was all kinds of problems with Susu of Yichud problems, Yichud problems. So the din is, as the Biurim speaks about it, in the Kuf Tzadi Beis Siv Dalet, Dibra Maskel Kodem, so once there was a Hara, once it was a hara, so the consent of the Poskim is that we should be making. So it's come out of the case, you don't have the chumrah. It's not all about Talia. You don't have the chumrah that she automatically have free shem 7 days because shem hara is a dan. That's the way the Ramos does not apply by hara. On the other hand, once there is a hara, so it's not treated as kona bir rishona when you took tokfo and it's buteret b'yichud. He wasn't even sure, maybe he wasn't even a hara. So maybe he was wondering in his nose, he didn't know exactly, and afraid she'll see the damnida, and then there'll be all kinds of problems. So, I spoke to him, another rabbi, I spoke to him first, and other rabbanim I've spoken to in the interim, since this is my since many years ago, who give some practical suggestions, and maybe some of the books have it, well, the booklets talk about this, and some of them maybe need some kind of a lubricant, or some kind of a... something to help that they should, in order that the fear should be able to take place. So this pisan no, not basulin, it's something very difficult. So these shilas are real shilas, and they're dealt with if proper, competent advice is sought out and found, and it's dealt with like any other shila. Sneers, no one knows about it, no one knows about it. And that's all. Oftentimes, it's preferred in this kind of shila, the chosn, deal with it, because the women are often embarrassed. The chosn is one since he's one removed in a certain sense. Easy for him to ask this shayla. Seven general doesn't need a shayla. Sometimes I get shaylas and need only from the husband. The wife doesn't not interested in discussing the matter whatsoever. Clearly she's not interested. The ship's sneers or whatever. It's a big problem. It's a serious problem. No, I don't mean the problem that's in a bonus. I mean the problem that sometimes it's hard to get the information. So you have to, sometimes there are details. You have to get on the phone. The man on the phone, he has to ask his wife, ask her this, 17 questions. And keep coming back. So be it. So that's all. Sometimes if the woman is embarrassed to come at a mara, see whether what the color, so I tell her, send it in the mail. And, call back. If you want to keep your identity hidden, you can call back, send it in the mail. Write a 25-digit identification number, and then says, "Hello, I'm number." Yeah, already, I know already. What's the name? So I get many shouts incognito, both in the telephone. Who calls up? Hello, I have a shout. Ask the number, please. I don't know. I don't ask who the person is. Incognito. I don't know what I got my phone number from. I don't know what it is. The shout. So the shout. I answer the shout. Only that there's some shout that refuse to answer incognito. That's, I have to see what exactly the two variables, etc., etc. But as a rule, I'll answer just on the phone without having no little person. Based on the fact that the person should present it to. So this is our luck as far as this is concerned. The quotes over here in the Biurim a little bit later on, there was an Oracle Shulchan, she should live dog ala sadin, check the sheep to make sure that there's no dam. If there is dam, it should be provided to the sheep. So he quotes over here, ain't tzricha bedika. You don't need an internal examination at this point. That's how most posts can hold. You don't find anyone in shas, you need bedika at that point. That's the psak which we're on the column. Yeah. Yes. Right. The first time, the first time is dam. Dam on the stadin. If there's no dam on the stadin the first time, so that's a question. You have to check the first time on that. Even the Vidika Rishona must have checked for Knit. Possibly say it's not, also not. What's an apologist about that? See if there was down. What's an apologist is what you have to check for down the first time if you don't see any. No. There was a beer and there was so the Bobby said the management. It was a Gemar beer. So it has to be Macho anyway. Except let's do what's got the second time. There has to be Macho anyway. If it's a Harol, let's say, and there's no down on the side, must be checked. So Tor Mikra, then the answer is no. No daf, so we assume that she's with Teres. Right. No, we said before, the Gemara Bia, you don't check the Surah anyway. No, the Harah, we think it's Muteret right now. Why should check? She's Muteret now. So it's with the little Shanis. Night, the next night. With the little Shanis. No. Why check now and maybe she'll come as Surah? Wait, have another Bia Shania. She'll be a Gemurah and then it should be a Gemurah. Then she'll be a Surah. Oh. There are more of a very interesting expression here. Ubal Nefesh Yochush Lata Shalal Liskot with Tinokos. What is the expression? What does this mean? Apparently, there was a mamish. Mamish, this is what we rabbi spoke about yesterday from the name of Rabbi Tendler. That there used to be this business. The Chazal tried to prevent the possibility of what he called honeymoon rape, because they asked that it wants to be a Gemurah, let's do all the violence entirely. So people have to get around it. We'll get around the Chazal. How do they get around it? Make a harod. So he said, that's terrible. That's an Issa Gomer. Issa Gomer, it shouldn't be done. So Ramos says, it's not the right thing to do. Not the right thing to do. That's not the right thing to do. And also, post the Shah, Shachosim lo Yisha Atzma B'liva B'yat Mitzvah. We'll say, alright, who'll do better than that? You won't have any B'yat. This way he'll be put to the Chibuk, the Nishuk, and all kinds of things. They'll postpone the beer. So the Shabbat's also not allowed. That's not permitted. You can't time it. Problem goes to the Levatol. All kinds of problems which are obvious if this kind of practice is going to be followed. So therefore, the beer smitzah should be done right away. That's what it says. In addition, one more thing I should mention over here, from Sukkot and Lamed Aleph, the honeymoon. It's worth reading inside. Because of the kala shenosu levad on chutz liir, some of the yom chasunosu the tayal lishtashaya yachad with tzas yomim, the honeymoon, near the lav shaper avdi, the royal ligar of a minna garua zeh, the acha bias mitzvah tzurichim liv zino v'chol dinei tzidila in harfaka, who kvishi is barak kuk tzari hei, who kim at min anim al yizor barakokas ele benesiyah kazu, who bar min day near poshu to etzim anesiyah azu, she dare keep a also after the best the whole idea of a honeymoon with all that it conjures up in the minds of someone born in the United States of America. So a male is we're against honeymoon. You know, you take a honeymoon. 10 months later, I don't know, 5-6 months later, whenever, you have time, or the next Ben has not in month, whatever. You're then you're probably in school, you're working. The next Ben has not that you have, you know, later it is. That's when you take a honeymoon. The next summer vacation after the Chasm. All right, just want to bring that to your attention. Now, I mentioned the Urim and Kuf Tzadi Beis about the problem of Yichud. I want to get to that now before I forget. Really, it's nothing to do. It's not found in the Masechta Nida actually, but it's obviously no Ge'ah in the Kufas Nida. It says over here. In Siv Dal, Ovar v'kinta tov man zeh, v'chein chosin shepir se kalos anidah, page Reish Lam Ches, kodem shebo'olel, lo yisyach anima, al hu yoshin ben ho'anoshin, v'yishena ben ha'anoshin. That's a Gemara Mufaresh. It's not an acceptable anidah. Now, this is what we promise we call chupas anidah. A chupas anidah can be traumatic. And that's why it should be avoided if it's at all possible. It's not just the trauma that you're going for the chasana and that it cannot be a bia, but the fact that the chazal asked the yichud, and that once you're already asking the yichud, it's very hard to keep this thing as a total and absolute secret. I mean, in theory they can. In theory what they could do is, the chasana can go drive home with the kala, go to the apartment, drop her off, and you can sleep in the car. I mean, you can walk the streets. No, that's not enough. 2 separate rooms in the house is not sufficient, but that's also considered evil, right? I don't imagine that anybody here would say it's mutter that a couple's not married, so they'll go to an apartment and sleep in 2 separate rooms. Chas v'shalom, no one ever be matzah with it, right? And that's called yichud. So by the same token, in this case, it's also us. And therefore, it's very hard to. So what do you do? Not only that, but according to many Rishonim, based on the lashon of the Gemara, Kuyashim ben ha'anoshim v'yashena ben ha'noshim, there are more machmir here than they are in a regular case of Yichud. Regular Yichud, the Gemara, the Mikra Din, the two men and one woman, for example, would be mutter. But here they need two shmiras, so there are many derived and other Rishonim say. It's a very difficult and traumatic experience, and that's why it should be avoided if at all possible. Now there are two ways to avoid it. One is to have a short engagement. I always say, I was talking before. You have a short engagement, and you can usually figure out when the time you set the wedding date. Usually you're able to figure out that the chasid should come out at the right time of the month. But if you have a long engagement, things can go, you can work hard for things to go off. Especially if some of the things do go off, people get nervous, excited, and there could be some of the minor irregularity. Until that point, she's very regular. A second suggestion which is given is pills. Now, I'm against pills in general. First of all, you know, I've said many times I'm a non-interventionist. I'm not getting involved with doctors. Secondly, the problem with these pills is that very often they knock the cycle out of whack. I mean, if a woman has a regular cycle every month and she takes certain pills, so it could take her a while for, if she gets all the pills, it just will take her a while for it to be for the cycle to go back to a normal situation. Therefore, I'm vehemently against the idea, which is practiced in certain circles, that she gets engaged, she wants to make sure it's going to come out to cater at this time, she has it at a different time, so take certain pills for 3, 4, 5 months in advance to make sure it comes out okay, because I'm against that period. Only thing, first of all, I would say, have a little bit tougher, it'll come out all right. Who knows, between now and 4 months, anything can happen. The only time I would permit pills is, you know, if you're mamish, the person's really in a definitely bad situation. Namely, they had right before the chasana. Right before the chasana, the last period before the chasana comes, and it's figured out that if things proceeded to happen until now, that the next period is going to come like right before the chasana. And won't have enough time to go to the mikveh after the very next period. So then, mamish, staring straight in the face of the chuppah sleeve. No, you don't have 5 months to go back to the original situation. And also, you have not time to take pills for 5 months. There's different medical ways of doing this. One pill which can be taken, you start it after the period, right before the chasana. And what it does is basically to put things on hold. Everything stops. So that she's guaranteed that 12 months she's taking these pills every day, that she's not going to have another period until after the chasana. As soon as she gets married, she stops taking the pill, and the period comes right away after the chasana. That is what I would say is put to if the situation. Of course, it's also not no picnic, because it could also lead to the undoing and the causing of irregularities subsequently. But of course, chuppah sleeve is also a serious problem, a halakhic problem and a psychological problem. So the question of weighing, balancing off, weighing one against the other. Yes? What's that a problem? First of all, let's start from the very beginning. First of all, some of the pills that I take, that some of these pills do not interfere with her, I'm not discussing a full, regular birth control pill, which you were referring to, which is what some doctors tell you to put them on for a few months before the chasana. That's bad for a couple of reasons. A, it affects, she can't become pregnant, she's on the birth control pill. B, what's even worse than that is, that the doctor's going to tell you, if you're on the birth control pill for X number of months, you then, they're afraid of nukhshash, afraid of malpractice. They found a few cases, it's very rare, but still, it's something to have to worry about. Found a few cases where a woman was on the birth control pill and got off the pill, came pregnant right away. Kalila, some kind of a malformation or some kind of a deficiency in a child, which is the residual effect of the blood or whatever system there of the original of the pill which was being taken. So what are they going to tell you? You take the birth control, first we'll put you on the birth control pill for 4 months before the wedding, so you should be chuppah sleeve. Now we're going to tell you you can't become pregnant afterwards. because what? Because the day marriage. So what are we going to do? Go buy them with a pill. So go forever. It's always going to be a time lapse. We have to put yourself in a different birth control system for 3 months after you off the pill. We're going to have tremendous halachic problems, much worse halachic problems, whatever it's going to be, etc. Because it's not much a question of, I don't call it a vera or a savera, but I don't know, well, one thing leads to another and it's a total wipeout. It's really, it's very bad. That's why I'm against that entirely. This kind of a system, in certain cases, I don't want to go into the problem of the medicine. Estrogen is progesterone. The system, you get both. There's normal system. You take only one after the other, short period of time, it's not dangerous, etc. So therefore, it was not necessarily cause any infertility. And secondly, it would not cause any danger, so then we just go right off. The only concern that would be the fact that the cycle might be somehow knocked out a little bit. It's true that some of these systems should not likely not become pregnant on the night of the chasana, but that's not such a serious matter, because it says in the Gemara, there's a general rule, there's a rule she wouldn't become pregnant on the night of the chasana. Anyway, I should mention that there are exceptions to this rule. Shouldn't suspect anybody with a child after 9 months that Chalila Bechas, the daughter of Yehuda had a child. Who had a child where a woman, a man was in the army, and they let him, they gave him a 1 day pass to get married, and he got out of the army 6 months later, I was pregnant, and wanted to divorce him. But he learned Yishim Cheder, he learned Cheder, the end of the Yishim is the best to be a Rishon, and he figured that something must be amiss. So the Yehuda wrote back to him, Chas V'Shalom, it's just a robe, it's not the Hechlet, it's a Chule, it's a Chule. So, there's many cases where it happens. Yes, sir.
If there is a contingent,
you have to be careful. That's kind of complicated business, the door, that he can go into his room, and then he can't get in. So, I mean, okay, that would work. It's like two different houses.
Huh?
If she has the key. Okay,
that's
two totally separate rooms. Yeah, so that you have to go through the hall. The whole another kehillah's big rabbonim, has led by major rabbonim, they're matir in this kind of system the last month. You ask why? Maybe because of the trauma, the difficulty, the emotional trauma, which sometimes can be associated with the kufus nida. I described briefly a situation which I once was involved with a chasana, and it was a chuppas nida, and the caller came to tell my wife in advance, and described her what happened was, you know, she didn't expect it, whatever the details were. So what happened was that other kehillahs, big rabbonim, had lettered by major, major rabbonim, they're matir. This kind of system the last month. You ask why? Yes, it's because of the trauma. You know, the difficulty, the emotional trauma, which sometimes could be associated with the kufus nida. I described briefly a situation which I once was involved with a katana, and it was a kufus nida, and the kala came to tell my wife in advance, you know, to cry to her that what happened wasn't, you know, that she didn't expect it, whatever the details were. So what happened was that I drove the kala home from the katana, and came to my house. The kala stayed at my house, and the chassan went to his house, to their house. And this went on for over a week. And let me tell you, I mean, after living through that week, my kids were taken out by the situation. It was terrible. It was terrible. Another situation, there was a guy from out of town. It was my Talmud in the yeshiva, and he was getting married out of town on a Sunday. Like, to this day I remember, I got a call on Moshe Shabbos. She was 5 days early. It wasn't if it was I didn't know what to do, and it was still, didn't know who to confide with, how to handle the situation. So I remember that the next Shabbos, Shabbos of Shev Baruch Hashem, was originally supposed to be in the yeshiva community, but they didn't know what to do. How are we going to stay? What? How? They didn't have anyone to. They ended up staying by me, and then walking to the yeshiva on Shabbos morning. That Shabbos, I was so wound up. I mean, I stood a whole system. It's a very wound up situation there. Not so much, you know, the crying. It's just something which definitely should be avoided if at all possible. And therefore, even though I'm not non-interventionist, but a question of Rachmanis. Rachmanis. They start up a chasana. Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to report to you that both situations described, they have 4 or 5 kids, thank God. They're happily married. It's a temporary thing, but sometimes the person, and I never forgot it, because I'm sure that they didn't forget. So it's something which it should be avoided if it's at all possible. That's all. The aim for the midpoint. That's the aim. The woman has, let's say, 18 days when she's clean, right between the Shem and the Kiyama. The aim right, she tries. Aim right in the middle. Come as a caterer. You can't always, the aim is close to the middle as possible. So many factors. You know, but he's going. But my brother's going to Eretz Yisrael, and my sister's expecting a baby, and my you know how these things go. The graduation was final. It's so hard to do. And a chinami. But that's the answer to this. The aim for what's the proper thing. Okay, that's the text. I mean, there are many other problems to discuss with Yichud, but we're not learning Yichud this month. So therefore we'll just leave it at that. Okay, now we have to discuss the Rosh in Siman Daled. Now, the Rosh in Siman Daled should really be obsolete nowadays. But he talks about the famous Gemara of Tvu'a Linase, Tzvi Chashiv in Akiv. First of all, it's not at all obsolete, because we learned a tremendous Kiddush. These are Moshe's tremendous Kiddush. From this din. I remember I mentioned to you, I think, a couple of weeks ago now. But Moshe has brought a rhyme from this Rosh that it's not a real vestige, it's a real Meruba, the Russian, then maybe there's no need for Efrat Tara, but the Kiddush Mifla. So Moshe, we didn't want to rely on it itself, but in the case of Sveikis, Moshe was Makil, man, Shadow of Efrat Tara, because if there's no real Gemur. That's what we had, this Rosh already is tremendously important. We even get to our own situation. Why is it basically irrelevant to our direct situation? Because talking about a woman is Lorata. But our, since we, I think you might have seen it, they don't get married before 12 or 13. So therefore, she already had a real Gibur. She requires Shiva the kid anyway. So therefore, this and the Chassid already, the wedding day is established already long before. So it's come out not Shaykh this din in its most direct application. Alright? In theory, it could happen. She had her last period, and suddenly, let's get married tomorrow. So I mean, then she has to have again a Shiva the kid. It wouldn't be allowed. Let's get married next week. And we had before, since she has 3 weeks between when she's Tahora. So that day, or 4 weeks to, she's done this, that period ended in time. So she's Tahora, so she's no Dam now, so she said, okay, let's get married next week. But then you have to have Shiva Nakim signed for the point of the decision. But I don't think it exists nowadays in any circles. No, it's raw, so she was just, and he's Tahara Mary Yasa. She stopped the Dam. Now she's in Shiva Nakim, or after the Shiva Nakim. What Shiva Nakim? She's not expecting to get married. She's not counting. She's not keeping track. But she knows when she is that she's already, or she is keeping track, whatever. And she's already, and she's Naki. So you have to have 7 more days of after the spice has to set a wedding day. But who set the wedding a week in advance? Kemal is not shy nowadays. I guess maybe it is. But it's the army. I don't know. I'm the commander. So it is. I mean, it's on the books. But, It's not that practical in most situations. What is practical is one outgrowth of this din, which is found here in the Rambam. That's again in Kuf Tzadi Bey. Where he quotes the din of Shiva Nakim. He's making not require Siktar like the Rosh. Like a poster. Some say it has Siktar and Shiva Nakim, some say it's neither. We believe it's a Pshara, kind of was. The Rosh is a Pshara. Okay? And here comes the Rambam. The Ramah says, in the Kuf Tzadi Beis, in Beis, the Ramah says, Yesh Lismok, Hatzvila, Samach, Levilas Mitzvah, B'chom Adi Hefshar, Aminig Lismo, Akal, Yaldal, Hafish, Lathibol, Kodem Lati Shaf. Avol Ein Lahafik, Hatzvila, Min Hatzvila, Yosem Mizeh. Lo Tibol, Lati Shaf is, Yesh Lo Livdok, Atzo, B'chol Yom, Hatzvila, Mitzvah. Dachto, Lachatzvila, Vyad Ein Lahafmer, etc. etc. Now, this is the difference for the mice. What does it mean? That the tzvila should be close to the chazan. Why? Then the beirut bareshul chachav gimel explains. Din zeh nimshav l'svaras harosh evan liyot kusis kot yud beis. Shekol shim is karevet yom akupa yose liba homo. That's what we just said right earlier in this rush. Yose liba homo mishto'o. Wow. Like poetic, romantic, that's what it is. V'yesh lachash v'chimu v'chol yom v'yom. V'lachain yesh lismo chatzvila samach v'vila v'chol ma'adevshar. K'dei shalot tzireh ma'achmat chimud v'en atzvila v'avila. V'avila v'hebodekat atzvila v'yom ha'ashin v'en atayim. En v'lizmo hazeh ki mikeva shekvar tov l'sduri shekvar nishtu l'atarasa. V'enem v'dakdekat livdok yofeh. So you postpone since the time of the greatest risk is time closer to the chasana. See, and you want it to be checking then. So you try to postpone the tzvila after which presumably she's not going to check until it's close to the chasana as possible. That's what it says in the Rambam. No, what do you see in the Rambam? One thing clear. That after the tzvila, Shitaka doesn't check. Otherwise, what's the point of this whole thing? So it comes along the Vadei Shum and Chavchet and says, the Rosh in the Rambam mashma, Shena Tzvicha Lindugatma in the situation where she goes to the mikveh within 4 days of the chasen. Avnam apolskim abom acharav tosu. Here we go. Shetivdo pachalofen b'yom b'shemein tefila lebila. Ashi lehechad leka liyom echad b'neim. That's a big kumra. That's a big kumra. I don't think that really is required. There's another kumra here. That the Kaal didn't go to the Tzvila after Shiva Nakim, which is very strange. In Eza Siva lo tala b'klos ha-zayin Nakim. What do you mean the Eza Siva? The Siva is obvious. First, tell it, that's a very strange notion he's using over here. First, the Ramah tells you that you have to go to the Mikveh more than 4 days before the Chasana. So it's very likely the Shiva Nakim will be over before that. Right? Very common. Why is the Eza Siva? The Yesh l'zivdo gatsa b'chol yom ad ha-Tzvila. Kemet shechol shel chiva b'chol yom ha-Emet. Also a Kurma. Not of course in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. But it's not a real din. The real din is once a woman counts with the Tower of the Shiva Nakim, she need not count. She need not check the intervening days between the what? Between the Sof HaShiva Nekiyim and the Tzvilas Mitzvah, and the Tzvila. And she need not count between the, need not check between the Tzvila and the, and the Chatzim. Why am I being so makeup by checking? Because it's very bad. Because very often the women, before their marriage, they don't know how to check. They very often they cause irritation. There's also problem issues with Dam Sulam, because they're hard to check. And then the more checks you require of a kala before the chasna, you're making life difficult for you. You go crazy. But what that was no longer required, that's the tire with the shiva and the key. About 100%, you got to do it. But to make extra chumris between the shiva and the keyims and the tevila, and between the tevila and the chasna, I don't see why you have to do it. Rambam said you don't have to. You don't have to. Finished. I mean, yeah, I understand, but the Ramos is perish, you don't have to do it. Yes. No. This tefila is a regular tefila because she had dam nida. That's all.
Okay, she does the tefila that she has something
to do with
kind of
yisra
or whatever, more than a long time
for the wedding. Not the yisra, that's actually, she simply cannot do it for that. So the wedding takes place. Sometimes there's no mikvah, sometimes she has no choice but to tell you, and she takes a long time to get there. For whatever reason, she has to do it more than 4 days before. It's not an Easter, it's not a terrible Easter. The Chatzilah should make it close. And the Ramah says if she makes it further, then she should do B'dik.
Whoa.
But only one problem. The field has to come after the Shiva Nekiyah.
I know, okay. And then she comes to die in here.
When?
After
no, it can't be. Tefila has to be after the Shiva Nekiyim. First after the Shiva Nekiyim, right. And after the Shiva Nekiyim, then she can go to the mikvah. She goes to the mikvah too early, it's nothing. It's Tovah and Mesheret to the other. What? The first tefila is nothing, she went swimming. It's nothing. Tefila has to be after the Shiva Nekiyim is finished.
How does
Zion
Nekiyim, then
tefila,
and that's way early, then you have
to check. Not a tefila again, believe it. It's a check. Yes.
When the last said it was for the check, you mean right after the tefila or after 4 days?
No, I mean if it's 4 days between the tefila and the chasana, you should check every one of those 4 days. Mr. Ramovi.
Oh, in other words, if it's 6 days away, you have to
check. Those 6 days, right. That's right. So to avoid that problem, the minig always is, where I came from, the minig always was, that the woman goes to the mikvah, less than 4 days before the chuppah. And then she doesn't check. Not like the Ramah. That's the Iker Adin. And sometimes, it can cause you serious problems. And you have some kind of, she'll check, and then someone says she doesn't know what she's doing, and it'll be a shaila, and then it comes the day before the wedding, the vals, and I've had many cases. Mamish, the day before the wedding, they come in a total panic, and it's terrible. So therefore, I don't think it's a good idea to recommend too many bidikas beyond the actual din before the chatzim. I mean, if you were coming to me in the house in the middle of the night, after midnight, I'm getting married, what do I do? Or in one case, I had a pasuk mishnah at the chatzim. Someone called me up the day in the morning of the chatzim. I'll see in a couple of hours. I mean, I'm coming to the chasana. He says, okay. So there's a big shot of what to do. I remember it was, to make thing how to pass the shadow. So I came. And then it was a shot of a Mara. It was a Mara Torah, Mara Tomei. So I passed the shadow. I remember I was nervous driving to the chasana. I was afraid I had to have it on my shoulders, which is a shayla, So I came to the chasana and I said, "Mama for the chasana." And he told me to look in go look at a certain place. So I was mekel. There was a marator. But I should go tell him to start with the deacons now. I mean, you're going to cause worse problems. I said, there's no chiv doing a big. There's no chiv doing a big. Yes. Right. Oh, so Joan has a good suggestion. She goes 6 days before, let her check 2 days. Why should it be worse if she went to the mikveh 2 days, 4 days before? Theologically, you're right. That's from the lashon of the Ramah. Maybe you're right. Could be that's right. Could be all. Can you tell from lashon of the poskim? You know, if you go to the 6 days before, must you check all 6 days or just 2 days to get up to the, I don't know. Lashon of Mamash, I don't know. Yeah, I understand. I realize that. But I thought that this should be the thing. I don't know. So that's not the meaning nowadays. You rely on the Shishvini. I don't know. I guess. It's a difficult situation. Because, I mean, obviously, you're not supposed to discuss these matters in advance. But at the same time, you want to make sure that it's done properly. So he writes in the Rambam Gimel, called Kala Tira Lumon Heiti Abdinei Nida Me'imo Om Isha Acheret HaMedak Tekas V'mitzim Which is Teda Al-Buryan HaLochas and Tzorofa Club It's a Kaiman Karoi Gam Tirshim Lo Yimei Riyoseh B'chadoshim Shal Asnei Achasana V'lodat Masa Lochas V'ves V'lachas V'chatei Of course, this is all very important. Very, very important. That's you have to make sure it's done. In a delicate way, he has to make sure that it's hard for the chosmet to make sure it's going to be done. He wants to be the kala is achrayah. The kala has to be achrayah. He has to be responsible to make sure it's done properly. Very, very important. Very important. The minute is like 100 days. Yeah, that's the minute. To be a chupas nida, they have to tell. You have to tell the chosmet in advance. And the whole problem. How do you avoid the, anyone should know about it? You don't want to make it public. The whole discussion, we'll see in Kuf Tari Hei, Machlokas HaPoskim, may the chosn give the ring to the kala, put on her finger in an ordinary way when she has the status of neither. Some say that's also, because with the harchoka, we'll see later that she's not supposed to give things to her. So they say we should drop it in her hand. But the zap, drop it in her hand to you. It's also also Mishim HaChoka. The other man was going to answer me, we'll see later on, that when he dropped it, he let go, they weren't married yet. Nope. So who was the Nami? You can argue that you could be able to put it on a finger, so the woman not married yet. That's the book. That's what I pass. Mother, because when he puts it on, they're not married yet. And then, the bon kiechot, afazoi vait, the chazal word machmir, in the hafok. Because it's very embarrassing. With the wedding in the yeshiva, and the Messiah Kedushin, since that he dropped it, we dropped the collar of like another, you know, holding the hand like this, and people noticed it. It was very embarrassing. No. It's hard. First of all, why should the people have to know? Who are the people off? It's trying to probably kept as secret as possible. But the problem is the yichud room. That's the real problem. We have a minig. That's the minig. It's a din. For the many poskim that the chuppah really is the real nisuin is yichud. That's why the Rambam passes halacha. It's impossible that a chuppah is needed. It doesn't work totally because you need a chuppah real to be here, and then it's not real to be here because she's a nidah. You can't have the yichud. If they have it, be it won't work. Whatever. So what do you do in this case? What do you do? What's traditionally done is that what they usually do is. You know, at the ordinary wedding, there's two Eid Yichud. Eid Yichud, they make sure that no one else is in the room and then there. Usually they go in and they check in the room, make sure there's no other entrances and no other exits. And there's nobody there, and then they close the door and they stand there guarding the door. No one should come in for 5 minutes until they knock on the door. They should have the door locked, and then it's knock on the door thing. Nah, by the time is up. So what they usually do in these situations is, everything's the same. Only one thing, is a plant. You plant someone there in advance. After they break the glass, with some inconspicuous fellow, whenever else is going up to the front of the dance, he sort of meanders outside where the room is, hide in a corner behind the drapes or something like that, And the Edom has to know he's there. He can't fool the Edom. The Edom are told in advance this is there's going to be somebody else there. Don't tell anybody. And they walk in and say, oh, nobody here. And they close the one. Bang. So no one has to know about it except for the two Edom and the guy who's never to be in the crowd, is there? even this is a shame, because there's no Shnei Shomim, so the Pesukim say, that's really Mikir Adin, Mamana Shach, I'm not going to the whole Cheshbon now. The Ravid, who says Shnei Shomrim, is only Machbe where Bia really is Shaya. Not by the, when he's in his tuxedo and she's in his wedding gown, and at the time of his ready to bring the door down in a second. But that's the other Pesukim will hold, that's a regular Yichud, so one guy's enough. So man, one guy is good enough under these conditions, probably the Cholah day. When is the real Yichud? When you go to the mitzvah. When is that? Nobody knows. They caught a funny minig they used to have. They have a minig with the woman, if this was a chuppas nida. When she went to the mitzvah the first time, they make a suda. And they make a So they talk to that Bishop Sneer, just had the right thing to do. So when it is. I have no aid in the land. We're not learning other mistakes to give a whole shiur why maybe you only need any Yichud in the first place. If Chaim was a Shtikl Torah, they shouldn't need any Yichud to begin with. And other people say that the chuppah really is the canopy. They have Eidim. There are many, many reasons why you shouldn't be Matrich Eide Yichud. I've ever heard in my life that Poskin Lumaisis require there should be Eide Yichud in a Yichud taking place subsequent to the chuppah. I never heard of it. I don't know, but the old thing maybe did require it. They made a Suda. That's so nice. But nowadays, the postman are not knowing this way, to my knowledge. All right. So this takes care of this particular problem. Yes, sir?
She did
very common. She did dine in Kiev. As soon as the period is over, she starts to shiva, she has sektar, she starts shiva in Kiev. And that's the week before the chasana. So she's not going to go to the mikvah, that's too early. She's awake to be 4 days until she goes to the mikvah. The jury needs to that she has to say she also doesn't have to check. No, that's it. He says, that's how she should check.
Why should you have to?
You don't have to. There's no such thing. And then it's the Safra Law Shiva Yavim, which requires a deacon of 7 days. It could be on her tiptoe, it could be next week, next year, it could be 10 years later. I don't
care. More Kosh
now. Day one is they want to shiv in a kiyam for the Dan Nida. You know, it should be Kosh. They have to do Bedika. What are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a woman who had a
mother.
Kosh, we have to follow it. This is in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. We all have to be Kosh. Ramah have to check. If she 4 days or more intervene between the tevila and the chatzah, you avoid that. There's no need for any extra checks. We are the shiv and the kiyum and the tara. And that's all. I want to make extra chumrah. The chumrah is the end of the shiloh.
Yeah,
I'm only
talking about
the chumrah. It doesn't say. It doesn't say all the way around either. That's terrible. It doesn't say.
What's the
earliest time?
How
soon? Well, the Ramah said the minig is not to go to the mikvah more than 4 days before.
Yeah.
So the evidence of the shiva and the kimara. Soon as the shiva and the kimara, so the period before the wedding, she can go to the mikvah. Now figure it out, the period every month can't be more than 2-3 weeks before the passing. Right. Is that finished? Right. So she goes then, and she'd have to check every day. Maybe every day might have four, I don't know, until the chasm. That's what you saw before.
Maybe you have to check every day.
I'm saying, I see what you're saying. But we don't find the favorite that there are more who should require these extra to be, it will be a big kiddush, we have to say so. Chayevus, even though ordinarily ain't a trick lizard against the Shiva Nakim are up, he is Chayevus Lizard Achway Shiva Nakim. He didn't say it. So, I'm not going to have that discord. I don't know. I'm not going to have that discord. Yeah. This is the Indian of Dam Chima that applies to us. Now, the next Indian is the Rosh Siman Vav. Now, the Rosh Siman Vav is a sort of an overview. Something which maybe we should have discussed this a long time ago. Ordinarily, in a regular sheet, we discussed the first day. There's been a Nida, a Zava, etc., etc. We didn't discuss the first day because I want to get right into the Lamaitanika part of the Sefer Nida. And the distinction between Nida and Zava nowadays, as is pointed out by the Rosh Siman Vav, it's not really that pertinent because since the Nosh Shvel Achila Atman, Shafir Vos Tibetam, Kecharo, Yoshua Salav Shivin Akiyin, so everyone is treated like a Zava, so it doesn't really matter that much. But nevertheless, it's important to know more or less in general terms what the Kol of Nida and Zava are. And it's also important to see, because it relates a little bit to what the Chumri that Rav Deir include. We'll have to discuss things like Dam Tohar, which the Pasuk says is Mutu. What's it in that kind of a situation? Or Yoledes. Must we worry about Yoledes? We know the Pesukim tell us about Yoledes in the Chumash. Do we follow the Pesukim or do we have to worry about Yoledes? The Zoh. The Chumash of the Rosh Hashanah Yoledes too. So all these things then we're going to see tomorrow when we're going to learn Siman Vav. We're learning it for a month. We never got to the basics. We started from the basic point also, but the other basics we never even spoke about. Just to cover it very briefly, if the Rosh Hashanah tells you that it comes from the Mokr, only if he gills it to the Kar Domer, so you have to know that Dam has only been on Mokr. And you have to have the Ein Dam Ela Odom, not the Rosh Hashanah Chazam. And the other Roshas which are derived from a reboot. The Bitsara, Nimke Bachut. Okay? Then we have, incidentally, the halacha that Anita does not require bias mayim chayim. Important halacha to know as well. Azava also doesn't require bias mayim chayim. Although there are certain source which might indicate to the contrary, the most possible we have is by saying they only meant as far as the Tara, they didn't mean as far as the Bible. It's another one of the riots they bring to that Chakir we once mentioned. That maybe the Easter battle of Bailan and the Din of Tum of Atar is different. But some folks can want to say that because it says Rashi says the Rebbe's right. That is other requires Bias Mayim Chaim. We never heard that the Rebbe's the Rashi's Rebbe's went to Bias Mayim Chaim and then to Tevila the Mikvah. So the answer would have to be that they only said it as far as Tum of Atar is concerned. As far as the Bailan is concerned, they would probably agree that the Mikvah is sufficient. There's another distinction in that direction. Fine. Then, it's going to the Rush's with the Rush quotes. Okay. Then it said an interesting Havamina. It said that a woman is a Nida, is a Surah for 7 days. You might think it's only she saw 7 days, or she saw only 1 day. Kamashwa, no. No matter if you see 1 through 7, it's a total of 7 days. Period. Then the Gemara goes Vaita. So wants to know about Zava. What does the Zava mean? She's below Esni Dosa. There are all kinds of drushes here. How do you know the product of Zava? Sukkim, which tell you, Yomim Rabim. He's also Yomim Rabim below Esni Dosa. Yomim is 2, Rabim is 3. So the Gemara speaks out of Cheshvin, which is quoted in the Gemara's last half of the Masechta, that she becomes a Zava Gedolah. The Gemara's a drush which tells you it doesn't matter if these 3 days come on the heels of the Yemei Nida, day 8, 9, and 10 starting from day 1, or they come any other time within the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. They come to be day 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And anything and anywhere within those 11 days would be a status of Zava Gadol. Another drush. Based on the Pesukim which I quoted from the Pesukim the last time. Then we learn about the Din of Shomeret Yom Keneged Yom, Zava Ktana which I saw. It's 1 day within those 11 days. She has to just watch the daraita for 1 day, and that's all. This is the din daraita. So here he gives a summary of all these dinim on in the Russian second column and the fourth line. Klod and Akina mehanim as nicer. The nida daraita echad is the afila v'chazir dam yom achaz ho yom akamah d'chazir be have afila nida. Umash tamo lo shem yom lo shnachazir dam v'kula leyom lo shnalokazir leyachad yom. Period. The mikveh goes at the night. We found it down the Yom Shemini Harei, Ayla Lel Tov Chachadat Yom Shemini Nidul and Nidul, the Dan Nidul Shehem, Yimei Shehem, Yimei Zivus. The Kevin Zachaz Yibben Yachad Yom Ahavala Zom Ektana, Vachashima Nidul Ma'asa Nidul Mokha, Vachashima, Vachashima. She saw it the next day, Nidul Nidshim, still Zom Ektana. So the next day, the 10th, she didn't see then Tavlo Mishtai Lair. She can go to the Mikra by day, and be Mishtarat by that night. Yechad, Yom Yom Asiri, Havel Adam Begdolo, Dechad Yishlosh Yom Ritzufim, Ubay Al Amesim Shivin Akir. That's the din. This is the din. All this is the din, Dorais. Right? Hadein Odim and Dorais, the Havi Abdom Ben Os Yisrael, called Man, Tav Rabbonin Beki, Bechazus and the Dom. That was the din. Okay, when the Imbu Rabbonin, Tav Beki, Behochi, Vechalsha, Datayev, Laviyachu, Lachushi, Lachushi, Ben Dam Tol, Dam Tomek, Kedamina, Petra, and all the other problems. The Chazon Ari, the National Yadav Tikkun Vestas, Chol Shir Rabbonim Dov Mishlama Yadam Tamei Ladam Tor, the Talim Us that used to court. The Echel and Meve called down the Chazon Bishis Yomei Tor, the Lekha Tamei Lahad Chaz the Chazon Bishvi Bilchud, the Trich Le Mishnah Malay Shivi Yomei, we can go to make the 6 days early. We came in the Svilu, the Yadav Kula Shivi Tamei Habar Mishnah Shivi Shlima Lan Shivi, Svilu and the Urta, both used to court. Both Kela Bekiva took invest in Zimna the Chazir Dam of Yom HaShemid and the Riyasa Chazir Dam the Tavla of the Arab and Mishamesh and the Baila Zimna the Riyah Kamaita have the Tavla Chadas Yom HaTzvichu the Meitav Shiva Riyasa Batraisa. She'll think of it's really a Shemeres Yom situation. It's really a Dida Daraisa. Here's a Chosher Amon of the Milsav Abdu HaChokal is Luka Kolsvek HaTzvichu the Meitav Zayin and Kiyam HaKol Dam the Liga Bisura Daraisa Haina Dam Rebbe Pirkin is going to be the Surya, the Sadas, Rossi, a Mechotesh of Shishavu, a Mechzer, even more, a Pidu Rol Timothan Kachali, a Shema Saleh, a Shema Niki. Period. That's the din. Kalacha Psuka, Bodin Gmar Brachis, period. That's the din. This is just a quick summary of the sources for the Din Dar Reis. I want to discuss just for a few minutes, can't go into all the details. She's just a Rambam over here. Rambam is a very, very interesting sheet. Some of those knows, I mean, everyone, Rahim Shita is a Rambam. Rambam Shita is against all other Rishon. Maybe almost all the Rishon. Rambam has a, according to all other Rishon that say the Parish of Prince, it is like this, as the Rosh seems to say, all the other folks are saying. That is, that a woman who sees Dan on any given day, so the first 7 days is needed. The next 11 days is a Yomei Zivu. She sees those 11 days, so she becomes either Zavak Tan or Zavak Gola, case may be. If she becomes a Zavak Gola, then she has to watch, have Shiva Nakiyim, right? And until she sees until the Shiva Nakiyim are completed, she remains in a status of Zavak forever. 2 years, until she goes to the Mikvah, she has been a Zavak, period. This is Shita. Oh, that's what number one. Number two, if she goes to the mikvah, right, and she sees that any time in the world after day 19, starting from day zero, she is a nidah. Whether she sees day 19, or day 25, or day 35, or any day in the world she sees, she's a nidah. This is Shita's color Rishon Kulu. Except for the Rama. Rama has this idea that time marches on. The clock that never stops. We what's commonly known in the Scarlet Amashita, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Ram sets up a fetch. Just keep counting the days. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. And this leads you to a tremendous distinction to Halacha L'maaseh. Number one, according to the Rambam, a woman sees, for argument's sake, once a month, she sees today, today's the 5th, oh, happy, good Yontif, Tuba'ah. So she sees Tuba'ah. Alright? And then she'll see again Tuba'el. A month later, normal real, on the balance. What will she be on Tuba Elul? A Zavah Gadol, right? Because 7, 11 is 18, then 7 is 25. Then the next 11 days, one that Rambam Shita, she's considered, she sees down 3 days of another 11, a Zavah Gadol. Unbelievable. According to Rambam, that the woman of normal regular period might be considered a Zavah Gadol. Oh, Rami, we'll see later, Rami just told him, that's Kavua, Rami will agree to look at the other Rishon. That's what Rami seems to say in Rambam says it over there. I'm sure he is. That's number one remarkable distinction between Rambam and everybody else. Number two, Rambam seems to say, if a woman is as sad as Zavah Gedola, for real, she's like L'chala day, she saw 3 days in the Shiva in the Kiev, it would seem, so we said that status lasts forever and ever. That's it, for life. Rambam seems to indicate that when the time of Zavah Gedola passes, she might once again be reintroduced to the status as Arias, even subsequently might be considered Arias, that Arias Nida. Even though she never had Shiva Nakim and Tvila Bavik, might still be considered Arias Nida. And the second, Machalikus and Ram and everyone else, of course, it's sort of the same thing. Clock marches on. Woman sees Urias Zavah Gedola. He's a Zavah Gedola. So what happens to us? She remains a Zavah Gedola forever until she has Shiva Nakim go to the Mikvah. Rias, no Rias, doesn't make a difference forever. She never will be a Nida again for the rest of her life. She'll be always a Zavah Gedola until she has Shiva Nakim go to the Mikvah. But the Rambam seems to say, a little bit unclear, but that's the Pashto Pshat in the Rambam, that when the days of Ziva are up, that she once again is reintroduced to the status of Nida. Huh? Well, that's not so clear, but she, maybe in the status of Nida. Ram says in Mishnah Torah. Oh. So the question is, first question is, Ram is against the Gemara. Gemara with Reshus. Masechta? No, can't find the Masechta Nida. So from cover to cover, you won't find a single Gemara Nida which is conclusively against the Ramah. No, I don't think so. Find a few for you, Kim. But you have to know Shach. So who knows what the Masechta is against the Rambam? Anybody want to give a guess? Venture a guess? Only 62 Masechta people, well, actually, only 35 Masechta to guess from. No. No. Come on, there's a great guess again. Huh? No. Dabba, you should know. Spoke about it in June, we learned Brochus. We learned Sigurd of Kumadur Azair. You call, remember? No, they're not even kind of close. Erechin! Erechin? Erechin? What? First of all, I learned Erechin. I don't know what's there. Who knows what's an Erechin? All the Akronim, the Rishonim rather, bring the Raya from the Gentra from the Ofana Mishnah to Gemara and Erechin. I think it's Avches, if I'm not mistaken. Well, incidentally, one of those kind of Ein Bein Mishnayas, one of those, I don't think it's quite that, but one of those, you know, listing off of different things. Erechin is no more than this, no less than this, right? So there too also, when it comes to Pischei Nida, it's no more than this, it's no less than this. It comes up in Chumamash and Mefurash and Gemara against the Rambam, which the Magen Mishnah is bad as. Rabbeinu and Brochus, we have the fifth parrot. Which some of us learned this here. Quote this Gemara and Erechin, being an open Gemara against the Rambam, goodbye. Finished. The question is, how can Rambam go against the Mefurash and Gemara? And then the secondary question is, which is also important, now what's the machlokes and svara between the Rambam and the others? There seem to be two totally unrelated machlokes. One as far as the you know, getting into a status of Nida versus Nida, one as far as getting out of the status, the unrelated machlokes, and how come they just happen to fit in this way? Let's discuss the first question first. If you can't defend Rambam against the Gemara, doesn't pay to talk about the svara. So, the Nitziv, in his Kedusha Manida, the last da, is a very brilliant answer to this kash. Rambam's against an Afan Mishnah and Erechin, Afan Gemara and Erechin. Rambam's against how can Rambam against the Gemara? Huh? What does it say in the Mishnah? Look it up in Erechin Daf Ches. I think it's Ches in the Bay. It figures out the Cheshbonis and see Klar, black and white from the Mishnah and the Gemara, like the Shari Rishon. There's no doubt about it. It's complicated. Tell you about the Rambam's point, the first point. Rambam's point is glory. You don't go 7-11 forever. You see perish in the Gemara there. It's the 7 days, and then 11 days pass, she doesn't see Dan. And then another 7 days, she doesn't see Dan. She sees every 30 days. She's a Nida. She's not as up. The Klar and the Mishnah in the Gemara. If you look inside, you'll see. The Magen Mishnah quotes in the Tzfat, like the Surabim. And then he only quotes in the Brochus. So the Nitziv in his Perish on Nida, Chidushim on Nida, the Kitzur, and it's a greater Arichas in the Perish on the Shiltis, Parshas Mitzorah, are the following remarkable terms. I'll reconstruct it as best I can. I don't have to swarm with it. It goes more or less like this. He starts off with a riff. Unfortunately, we don't have the riff either. The riff's a shvus. The riff is a simple leader. It was printed there. Take a look in the Gemara, the last half of the chapter. We'll make a see if there. We've got to leave it. Make a see. I am Gimel Amid Al. This is the Gemara, which is quoted in a large part by the Rosh. And it's going to the Pesukim. How do you know these details of 7-11? Where does the number 11 come from? Where does it come from? The more basis in Pesukim. More basis in Pesukim. The Gemara says, based on Pesukim. But the Gemara before said it was as Allah al Moshe Mitzinah. It's how I did Yud Aleph Yom. Shebenida the Nida is Allah al Moshe Mitzinah. That's an Ayin Beis of the Beis. The Gemara answers, seventh line at the end of the Masechta. The Gemara says, the Rabbi Akiva Kroy, the Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah Hilkoson. Often in Machlokas HaTanoim. Machlokas HaTanoim, whether in fact this Yud Aleph Yom is derived from the Pasuk, or is derived from Allah al Moshe Mitzinah. That's all. That's enough for the mission. Enough for the Gemara. If you were writing a Sefer Halacha, as the Rif was, and you're trying to pass the Shiloh to know what the din is, you have to quote every Machlokas, which makes a difference. But nice. But this Machlokas would be one you would never want to quote. Not Kamina, the Krog, Hilchasa, who cares? The whole din is the same. The Rif was not in the habit of passing Shilohs, which don't make any difference. Yet, when the Rif quotes this in the Sefer Shavuos, he goes through the details of this Sugya, what kind of business is Hilchasa? What do you mean? I mean Hilchasa, they're saying the same thing. Not one derash of a pasuk, one derash of a halacha, much we've seen. If it's hainu ha, you don't pass in a shaila, there's no difference from ma'isa. The chalal, stam shver, why do you pass in a Rabbi Azariah against Rabbi Akiva? Also a shkash, you pass in Rabbi Akiva. Halacha, Rabbi Akiva, mechavera, is a general rule. So, the Netziv says that he thinks, in a couple of riots, that the machlokes between the Rambam and everybody else is the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Wow. Because Rabbi Akiva derives it from Pesukim, and the Gemara seems to say something wrong. We should change the Shlishi, the Rosh quoted. This would seem to indicate, for sure, like the majority of the show. Quite clear from the whole system of explaining it. These days 10, 11, 12, 13, when it goes through the whole counting of all the days. So you see Clara quite clearly, like the shadow of all the Rishon. However, once you talk about Halacha Moshe Mitzinah, you can't bring me any riots, any svaris, any diukim. Halacha Moshe Mitzinah means that's it, the Kabbalah, you see Hashemu Lamdu. You have no way of bringing any riots, which way it goes. The Rambam felt, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his theory is correct. And perhaps he got it from the Rif. Because why the Rif passed like Elazar ben Azariah? Because there's no machlokes halacha between them. Al-Korach HaTzorach Lomar. And there is a machlokes between them. This is the machlokes. Where did the Rambam get it from here in the Masechta? Did he just make up such a big kiddush? So again, I'm just talking very kitzedik over here. But if you look back in the, or a little bit earlier in the Masechta, on that page. Top choices, if you want to take a look, the Kitzer. On Lamed Zayin and the Beis. On Lamed Zayin and the Beis, it was a very cryptic statement. Maya may deduce it then Ruya and the Ziva. The Taisa Sakasha, Rim Toma, you learned in Zafna Dalat, Amar, you may deduce it, Shayna Roban, Hole in the Sphere as Zivasa. So an out and out kasha steered two gemaras. The Shloma the Hasa Ma'ariv of a Kana. Shiroi Yom Yud Aleph Yom Yud Beis. Havi Metzilas Nida Va'Olala. So Tosis is forced because of tremendous kasha to assume that one gemara in Aflam Zion is talking about Zava Gedola, and one Afn Zala talking about Zava Katana. Abosh and Emma Alichas Alam Lo. I think we Alichas Al Halachas. What's it doing over here? So Masha says we. You might think, see, yeah, we don't deserve to make a seer for sure. We all don't want to black. But aside from that, if our shah says, well, can I make a seer? We say, what am I doing over here? So my whole time learning about Pischei Nida, with Zava, with Nida, with Yud Aleph Yom. Not Halacha L'Maaseh anymore. Because we have...